Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
A Christmas Story, American Frontier. The Northwest Territory, from New York State to the Great Lakes, was a vast, almost unexplored wilderness. The Congress sent out scouts and surveyors to gather information about the area. I was one of those men. My name is Lee Camden, Army Scout, Indian Fighter. In the early part of 1787 and 87, I arrived in Philadelphia to turn in my report. It was a bitter, cold evening. I rode my horse down a narrow, cobblestone side street looking for a tavern where I could stable my horse and eat a warm meal. Suddenly, I halted. There was something or someone huddled in a dark doorway. I dismounted. A girl. Shivering. Frightened, exhausted. You all right, miss?
Oh, let me alone. Please, go away.
No, don't be scared. I don't mean no harm.
Who are you? Oh, they sent you to find me.
No, ma'am, nobody sent me to find no one.
Leave me alone.
Ma'am, it strikes me that you could do with a good meal. Real cozy in these Philadelphia taverns, huh, miss?
Yes.
You feel better now?
Oh, yes. Much. Oh, I feel warmer.
Have you had enough to eat?
Oh, yes. You've been very kind.
Why, I'm glad of your company. Well, I reckon we can sit a while in front of this fire.
Yes, it's nice here.
Say, you sure look pretty now with your blonde curls and blue eyes.
Do I?
Mary, you said your name was, huh?
Yes, Mary Franklin.
You running away from servitude?
Oh.
Now, don't look so scared.
No. No, I'm not afraid now.
Didn't you like the family you were bonded to?
They treated me as if I were a slave.
But you had a roof over your head.
Oh, a roof isn't enough. I won't be treated as if I were a piece of dirt. Am I less than anyone else? Does God think less of me that I should be a slave?
Well, it seems a lot of folks are asking that question these days.
Oh, I won't go back to those people. I'd kill myself first.
Well, you wouldn't have the right to do that either.
I know.
Say, you ever hear of the Scioto Valley?
No.
It's in Ohio Territory.
Where's that?
In the Northwest, beyond Pennsylvania.
Oh, in the wilderness?
Well, there are people there. A few. And there'll be hundreds going there in a few months. We're going to settle the territory under a new law.
Yes?
You know, I have a mind to quit what I'm doing now and settle out there.
Well, what would you do?
Oh, get some land. It's good land, good soil.
Oh, you mean farm it?
Sure, that's it.
Oh.
I'd build a log cabin and then start a farm.
But isn't it dangerous out there? With the Indians? The
country's going to be settled. It's a big country. Big, real big. Sometimes it tries to scare you, but a man and his... man and his wife, if they had the gumption, could make out.
Oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, him!
That fella just come in?
He's seen me.
Who is he?
My master, he's seen me. He's coming.
Don't go home, Mary.
Oh, no!
You'll be taught not to run away.
You'd better just leave her alone now, mister.
You keep out of this. This girl is a runaway.
Oh, but she's not running now, mister. She's with me.
And I'll have you jailed if you interfere.
Oh, I reckon you got the law on your side.
You bet I have.
But it won't do you any good.
We'll see about that.
Mary's gonna be my wife.
Ha! Don't be a fool. It's against the law for her to marry. She can't marry anyone until she's served her time of bondage with me.
All right, Mary, we'll be getting along now. Put your shawl on.
I warn you, whoever you are...
I've been warned a lot of times, mister. You ready, Mary?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn aside, mister.
I'll see you in jail before this night's over.
Come on, Mary.
Stop that man! £5 reward to anyone who will hold that man!
We're safe, I think. We'll find shelter somewhere.
They'll put you in jail.
Oh, we'll wait here a while. Then I'll go back and get my horse. After that, we'll get out of Philadelphia.
We?
Well, you will marry me, won't you, Mary?
But I can't. I'm a bonded servant.
As soon as we get away, we'll forget all about that. And we'll get married anyway. That is, if you're willing, Mary.
You're all I've got in the world.
July came, and the Northwest Ordinance was passed. The Ohio Territory was officially thrown open to settlers. Covered wagons rolled through Pennsylvania, through Pittsburgh settlement, and on, and then into the great wilderness. Well, what do you think of America now, Mary, huh?
Oh, it's so big, it frightens me.
It sure is big, and it's beautiful. I reckon I always think of that when I'm out here.
Lee.
Yeah, Mary?
I'm free. No one can hold me in bondage. The new law says so. It says there can be no slaves in this part of the country.
And there ain't gonna be any either.
Oh, I'm as good as anyone else now.
Yes, Mary, you are as good as anyone else.
Oh, it's beautiful and wonderful.
And we'll have our first Christmas together in our cabin, Mary.
And something else, too?
Well, the baby ought to be along by that time, I guess.
Just about at Christmas.
Yeah, about Christmas.
Are you worried?
Huh? Worried?
Well, you have a funny look.
No, it's nothing. Nothing. I had seen a wisp of smoke curling up on a hilltop. Indian signals. I guess I knew more than any of the others in the wagon train about the threat of death that hung over us as we plowed deeper and deeper into Indian country. That for a time, the Indians held back, and they just watched.
Well, reckon this will be the last camp we make.
The last?
Well, come sundown tomorrow, honey, we'll be outside Chillicothe Settlement.
Tomorrow?
We're almost home, Mary. In a couple of days, we'll be cutting down trees, hewing logs out of the woods, building homes, everybody helping everybody else, and getting everything built up before winter sets in.
I'd like to ask the blessing of the Lord if you'll all kneel.
Father Clay wants us to kneel down.
Almighty God, we give thanks to Thee for the safety You've given us through these long weeks of travel through the wilderness. We praise Thee for the bounty of this beautiful land we've come to. And we ask further blessings as we go forward tomorrow to build our homes and to raise our children. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Mary and I built our cabin, and the summer passed. Autumn came. Oh, there was a lot of work to do yet. But most of it would have to wait for the spring. We had shelter for the winter and enough food.
I wish we'd have brought some curtain material with us.
We'll get some in the spring.
Oh, maybe I can make some out of an old petticoat.
Oh, I wouldn't bother.
Well, it'd be nice if we could have curtains up for Christmas.
Well, I reckon you ought to get some rest, Mary.
Oh, I'm all right.
This one room will do us till next year anyhow. Come spring, I'll build another room.
We'll be busy plowing the land then.
You won't be doing any plowing.
I'll do my share like anybody else.
But you'll be taking care of the baby.
Oh, that won't stop me from doing other things.
Well, I reckon all your time will be taken up.
Oh, I don't know why it should be. Women have been having babies ever since time began, Lee. Didn't stop them from doing other things. Don't keep talking so much about it. There's nothing to having a baby.
Who can that be this time of night? Father Clay, come on in.
I won't come in, Lee. I'm afraid I've got bad news.
Bad news?
An army scout just passed through. He said we'd better try to get to the valley before morning.
Indians?
They're going to attack us. Attack us all. Here and back in Chillicothe. So we'd better all be together in one place.
All right, Father.
We'll have to leave our homes and trust in God.
Oh, I'm scared, Lee.
Scared?
For our baby. For us all.
Well, we better get our things together.
Oh, leave here?
Well, we must.
Oh, no.
We must, Mary.
Oh. All right.
The Indians attacked, all right. After a time, we returned to where our homes had been. Only the charred remains greeted us.
Oh.
Don't cry, Mary, honey.
Our home, it's gone.
We'll build another.
Winter's almost here.
We'll build some kind of shelter.
Oh. Why did it have to happen?
Well, it's happened before.
So many people killed. Our home's destroyed.
It's that kind of country, Mary.
Oh, is God here? Is God in this wilderness? myself working so hard, Lee.
Feel that wind?
Oh, I know.
Well, there's snow coming. I gotta finish this shack before it comes.
Well, if you'd let me help you.
I'm getting help.
I do feel a little queer.
Oh, honey, you're gonna have to rest more.
Lee.
Yeah?
Those men talking to Father Clay over there. Those soldiers. Look, the one wearing the blue cloak.
He's an officer.
Lee.
What is it, Mary?
It's Mr. Crane.
Crane?
Yes. He's walking over here.
It is him.
Don't let him take me away.
Don't worry. He's not taking you anywhere.
He's an officer.
I don't care what he is.
Hello, Mary.
Oh.
How do you find us, Crane?
Land Registry Office. I was appointed to Governor St. Clair's staff.
I reckon you and the governor just get along fine, huh?
What does that mean?
Well, he's not much good, is he?
Camden, you broke the law when you married Mary. She broke the law, too.
Oh, why don't you let us alone?
You're going back to Philadelphia, Mary.
Oh, no.
And you, Camden, you'll be sent to jail. I'll make sure of that. In fact, I have a mind to put you under arrest right now.
You'll have to show me written authority, Mr. Crane.
I'll have it this time tomorrow from Governor St. Clair.
Yeah, I reckon you will. St. Clair would give you authority. He doesn't think much of people like us.
I'll be back. You better be ready.
Lee, can he take us back to Philadelphia?
Governor St. Clair won't help us. We know that.
But this is Ohio, free country.
It's supposed to be, but it won't be until St. Clair is gone.
Oh, I'm frightened, Lee. Lee, I won't go back.
Well, you're not going back, and neither am I.
But he'll come back here with soldiers and with authority.
Mary.
Oh. Yes, darling.
Our home's gone. We got nothing here.
But we have friends.
But they won't be able to help us.
What'll we do?
We're moving on, Mary. Put whatever stuff we have on that wagon and push on westward.
Westward? Deeper into the wilderness?
There's another settlement about 50 miles from here. We'll stop there.
Oh, but the soldiers will follow us.
Oh, hello, Father Clay.
Mary's right, Lee. The soldiers will follow you.
What are we going to do, Father?
Leave here and trust in God. I'll go with you.
You, Father?
You'll need me. There'll be snow very soon.
More snow than you've ever seen, Father.
Yeah, and deep.
10 feet, 14, maybe 20 in places. How do you feel, Mary, huh?
Well, I'm all right.
You pray for snow, Father.
Yeah, but we'll have to find shelter soon for Mary.
Yes, I know.
I'm all right.
Look.
Where?
Right ahead.
What is it?
Just what's left of the settlement that used to be there. Everything's burned to the ground.
Oh,
there's something left.
Looks like part of an old barn.
Oh, better than nothing, Lee.
The smell of fire was gone, and the smell of death was gone, too. Only the charred embers of what had been a settlement scattered the ground. And part of an old barn that, by some miracle, had not been completely destroyed by the Indians. But inside the barn, we found some shelter. And then the first snow came.
Strange.
What, Father?
Mary, our Blessed Lady, was in no more comfort than your Mary so long ago, Lee. And at this time of the year, do you realize this is Christmas Eve?
I was thinking of that, Father.
Well, how is she?
I don't know. Well, we've got to keep that fire going. Oh, thank God there's plenty of old wood around here.
I've never seen this before.
What's that, Father?
The sight of a star shining through the snow. That is a star up there, isn't it, Lee?
It sure is. A bright one, too.
And a star shone over Bethlehem this same night. And an angel of the Lord came down, saying, Fear not, for I bring you tidings of great joy that shall be for all men. For unto you this night a babe is born, who shall be Christ the Lord.
But do you think he knows we're out here, Father?
He is with us, my son. Believe that.
Oh, Lee!
Mary!
Lee!
Mary, I'm coming! I'm coming, Mary!
Mary, Mother of Jesus, stretch forth thy pure hands with compassion for this girl who bears thy sweet name, and who in this great wilderness is about to become a mother, as thou did this night in Bethlehem. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, our exile, show us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for this girl, O Holy Mother of God, that she may be worthy of the promises of Christ, who is born again this night.
She's all right, Father.
Oh, praise be to our blessed Mother in heaven.
It's a boy.
A boy, of course.
And no trouble.
Oh, why should there have been?
Mary wants to be left alone for a little while.
Of course.
Do you hear him, Father?
We'll be hearing a lot of him, I guess.
Father, listen.
I hear nothing.
I do. Listen.
Horses.
Soldiers. They did follow after all.
Put down that gun, Lee.
I'll kill the first soldier that comes in here.
My son, put that gun down.
But, Father...
We are not alone, Lee. And didn't Herod send soldiers looking for the baby Jesus? Have faith, my son.
Platoon, halt!
Don't you come any closer, mister.
I wouldn't use that gun.
I'll use it, all right.
You'll be dead in 2 seconds.
And you'll be dead before your men can kill me.
Put that gun down.
Stay where you are.
My son, again I ask you to put that gun down.
Hey, what's that?
A child has just been born.
A child?
To Mary.
In this hovel?
In this wilderness.
Hey, Sergeant! There's brandy in my saddlebag. Bring it here.
Must be close to midnight, Father.
Yes, it must be.
You know, we're not all of your faith, but I think my men would appreciate it if you'd say a few words for Christmas.
Is there mercy in your heart?
Well, I'll release Mary from servitude to my family. Will that do?
I think so, my son.
Hey, Camden.
Yes, sir?
There'll be no charges against you. It'll be safe for you and Mary to go back to the settlement.
Mr. Crane, thank you for the brandy.
You look fine.
I will be in a little while. My baby is sleeping.
Well, he'll need some things to keep him warm. I'm afraid he's too young for brandy.
I'm afraid he is, Mr. Crane.
Well, I'll tend to that as soon as we get back to the settlement, if Camden doesn't mind.
I reckon that'll be just fine, Mr. Crane.
Well, if any of your soldiers wish to go to confession, I'll hear them one by one, and then we'll celebrate Mass.
All right, men. Father Clay here will hold service. I'd suggest you all attend. Platoon, dismount!
Thank you. peace and goodwill, reached out that Christmas Eve into that isolated corner of the Ohio Territory. Men of two faiths knelt together as Father Clay celebrated Mass. And Mary and her child slept in peace that night. For the Prince of Peace himself had let his presence be felt on this edge of the American frontier.